Welcome back. We are at the Rouses here in Thibodaux, 1030 South Acadia, as Nichols gets ready for LSU tomorrow night, 6:30. Just prime beef T-bone steak for $9.99 a pound. You only save $10 a pound. Come on by. You get your tailgate fixings ready for tomorrow for what is going to be a huge weekend. Not the best weather, but it is what it is. Saints on Sunday. LSU and Nichols, Tulane tomorrow, high school tonight. We're joined now by Shane Kleber, who's the director of Colonels Athletic Association, also a former player. Nichols, at 2001 to 2005, played defensive end, and quite frankly, looks like he could still play. Been talking to Deuce a little bit. So in 2001, when were the Saints here? That was 299, 2000, somewhere? When was that year? I know you remember.
2001.
2001. So were you around during that time?
Yes, sir. We love the Saints being here. One of the benefits to us was they would leave a lot of stuff for us, whether it be equipment or cleats, or they kind of fixed the dorms up for us. So by the time we got in there, you know, we had the nice bedding and all that good stuff. The Saints would leave gloves and all the, you know, all the fixings.
And you got to see this man.
Yes, sir.
He got to see me go out and almost pass out is what it was, because I had an 11-day holdout until we were talking about it earlier. I think the first day that I got here, it was the day of the black and gold scrimmage. And so you come out on the field and you realize, man, I've been doing some stuff, and it's hot. And the humidity just hits you and makes you think about a little different about holding out. I'll put it that way. But definitely some great experiences here at Nichols, and you know, just looking at the growth that not only from Thibodeau's standpoint, but from Nichols' standpoint. Just talk a little bit about the programs and where you see the vision for this program and some of the energy that it has had over the last 4 or 5 years from a growth standpoint.
I mean, the growth's been incredible. 17 sports at Nichols, and when you look at the championships that we win in now, I mean, in football, you have 3 championships in the last 4 or 5 years. Basketball's competing for championships every year, girls and boys. Baseball just repeated, you know, 2 years in a row. We went to Corvallis and really put on a show up there, and it just showing folks that we belong. And that hadn't always been at Nichols. You know, we went through spurts where you had it in the 80s in football, and then back in the 90s, in the mid-90s with Darren Barbier's crew, and then Darryl Day and Jay Thomas in the early 2000s. And then now with Coach Rebo, it's been just 10 years of consistent winning, and that kind of rubs off on everybody, you know, no matter what sport.
Well, I've got to brag a little bit on the Manning Academy and just some of how it has showcased, and I don't want to say it, probably fast-track some of the growth just with the opportunity and then exposure, but just talk a little bit about how that has definitely helped with the growth of it, and you know, just bringing, opening some eyes of maybe some prospects that wouldn't just normally just come to Thibodaux, but to be able to get them on campus as far as at Nichols. And then I know they have the big man camp here as well after the Manning Academy.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. When you're looking at quarterbacks from around the country, just the top-level guys from college, I mean, there's nowhere else you would get that kind of training. And these kids sign up a year in advance. You got over 1,500 kids that come in, and your camp counselors are the best in the business. And these guys move on a year or two, and they're playing in the NFL. Somebody like a Dak Prescott that you can look back and say, man, that guy was training out in Thibodaux, and, you know, I worked in his group. And then the economic impact. You know, we went out to a local place to eat, and just to see people in there bringing the economic impact to it as well, and putting Nichols on the map as far as on ESPN and having that kind of coverage for us, it's huge. And then the lineman camp, I mean, you have 700 kids here, and then the next thing you know, how many D1 guys you have on campus, you know, and so that's a big advantage, you know, for coach to be able to go around and see this going on and see these guys up close and personal. So those two camps, I mean, you mentioned them, they're phenomenal. You got the Pro Combine camp, that's another one, but just a phenomenal opportunity for Nichols to be a part of these kids' lives and for them to look back and say, hey, you know, I attended the lineman camp. You know, I did it myself in 98, and so my kid attended a couple of years ago, so it was kind of like passing the torch, and some of the same coaches have been there the whole time.
The ability to have, like, a Tim Rebo and, you know, because he's local, Destrehan, right, LSU grad, right, playing against him tomorrow, and his first college job was here. But it is the stability. 4 times, including last year, you go to the FCS playoffs. So you know it's going to be there. I'm not saying it's going to be for it, but just to have that stability there has got to mean a lot.
it means a lot. And, you know, to have that continuity here in football, Coach Rebo's been here, it's going on 10 years now, and he's had the same offense and defensive coordinator there the whole time. So just to have that continuity here at Nichols, that's huge. I mean, we don't always see that. We had guys come through here like Charles Kelly. You know, he ended up with Florida State as a defensive coordinator, and we had John Robinson was the GM of the Tennessee Titans. Those guys were on the staffs that I played for. Mickey Joseph was another one. So, yeah, so many guys that would come through, but you could never keep that cohesiveness for more than 2 or 3 years. Tim Rebo was able to kind of keep that together for 10 years going now, so he really wants to be here.
And if you like Louisiana football, you will love Nichols' roster. Like 90, I mean, it is literally a who's who of Louisiana high school football names and schools that you'll see. 90-something like that.
93 players. Nobody does that in the state of Louisiana. Nobody does it in the country. So when you look at, you know, most Louisiana might say, well, you know, LSU is our team. Well, when you look at the roster and actually go up and down, when you got 93 players, there's only one team that can claim Louisiana, and that's the Colonels. You know, locally here in Thibodaux, you have 8 guys that play on the team. One guy's from Thibodaux High. You actually have 7 from EDY Catholic. And then at Destrehan, we talked about that, another winning program. We have 5 kids from Destrehan, 5 kids from John Curtis. You have 6 kids from Catholic of Baton Rouge. So that's that Baton Rouge connection there, including our linebacker, Hayden Shaheen. Mm-hmm.
When you look at just not we talked about it earlier, it being football season, but, you know, just some of the other sports, and you mentioned as well some of the success that they've had. What's an up-and-coming sport or, you know, that – hey, we know we're going to make our heyday with this sport, or you can see the growth in that sport outside of football and basketball?
I would say there's a lot of excitement around soccer. The kids love the soccer coach. She's one of those players' coaches that came in, and there's a lot of excitement around her. And the kids seem to – anytime there's a coach that the players want to play for and kind of go to bat for, you know it's going to be exciting. I think baseball is going to continue their success, but also what Coach Payne's doing with girls basketball. I mean, they finished 3rd last year. They're going to be in the hunt this year, you know, and he doesn't expect anything less than a championship. And that kind of starts from Tim Rebo, and it kind of boils down to every other sport.
As the director of the Colonels Athletic Association, similar to TAF, I mean, it's Lester Beam is still sitting here. I mean, it's a dollars and cents kind of thing, you know, for a lot of these schools. You're playing 5 of your first 6 football games on the road. You're playing these FCS schools, very close with Louisiana Tech last week, playing LSU tomorrow, and, you know, see what happens. But it's a different landscape, right?
It's a much different landscape. You know, just when you look at the scholarship count, that's about a 20 scholarship count difference when you play these schools. But no Tim Rebo team is going to take the field and just be happy to be there. You know, they're going to compete. And when you look at dollars and cents, you know, in the last 6 months, we raised $500,000 on just different events through CAA. Also, we do big membership pushes. We've got 2 big groups here, Huddle Up, well, with football, and also the coaches committee with baseball. And everybody's kind of jumping on board. Now we have a diamond club starting with softball, and we're on the par club with golf, and everybody wants to be a part of it, and they see that excitement that's going on. But when some people don't realize, when you go out there and you play and you look, you know, LSU's got a $204 million athletic budget. We're sitting at 9.6. But, hey, we're going to make it happen, and we're going to do more with less, and we prove that. We prove it in the classroom, 3.1 GPA. You got 450 student athletes across 17 sports. So that's first and foremost. That's what we look for. And there's no more important thing that you can see those students walk across the stage. As a former principal, I love to see it. I'm loving working with these guys now at the college level, and just being able to work with JT and see these kids graduate, come back. You know, you have former players now part of the program. Coach Payne was a player here himself. I was a coach here, a player here myself. JT was a player here. You know, you have several. Coach Helmers was a former player, and she's back. So when you have people that want to come back and want to be here, that's what makes the difference. It's all about the people.
Yeah, anytime that you can have an impact, not only from a team success standpoint, but from graduating, and now they can impact the community in a positive role, I think that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
This is a first tomorrow night. You played in 2001, 2005. What would you have given to play under the lights at Tiger Stadium against the Tigers when you were at Nichols?
I had one opportunity to play in Tiger Stadium. We played the East-West All-Star game, and I was hoping to play against Andrew Withward, and didn't get that opportunity because he didn't play in the game. But Ronnie Prude did. But just to play against the best, you know, we know we're going in there and you're playing against a top 10 team in the FBS. Just to be there and to show up and say, hey, look, we belong to. And every kid on that team wants that opportunity to put out film and to show people, hey, hey, look, I can do it, and I can do it against the best guys in the business. You know, and just to go back to recruiting a little bit, we talk about being local. But your quarterback's from Ohio, so it's not like Tim Rebo doesn't leave the state and, you know, get in his truck and travel and see what's out there. Starting tight ends out there from Pass Christian. We got our star defensive tackle, Mr. Lovelace, from Pensacola. And, you know, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling last week with a pick six, man. And I love to see him do in Tiger Stadium. I know we wouldn't get that eruption of Tiger faithful, but you'd hear that 6,000, maybe 7,000 sprinkled in there. You'd hear it loud enough, you know.
I love it.
I do, too. Well, congratulations. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us. Best of luck. Just, you know, it's a great atmosphere down here. I've always felt that way. I went to an FCS school, so the heck with them. You know, go out there and do what you can do. And, we appreciate your time and just continued success.
Appreciate it. Go Colonels.
All right. Take a quick break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. That was Shane Kleber, the director of the Colonels Athletic Association, former player, talking about the big game tomorrow night, 6:30 Tiger Stadium.